along with that, don't miss the message that if you allow these types of instances to go, what the criminal elements out there will do, and they come in all forms, huh? They don't walk around looking like criminals. I mean, how does a criminal look? So you may very well have persons who are encouraging that. This is to test the waters. This is to see, do I now put a boatload of 20 children, send them across to Trinidad, and because they're children, Trinidad would accept them. And let me tell you what's happening. An application is then immediately, almost immediately made to court of these 20 children and their names. No proof or no documentation being shown as to who their parents are, who these children are, etc., or what is being produced. No ability for the state of Trinidad and Tobago government for us to then authenticate it, ask the Venezuelan authorities, etc. And they're released. They're released to your custody, your custody, your custody, because you turn up and claim to be the parent. No verification exercise. I have a serious problem with that, because that can be the facilitation of human trafficking. Because what should be happening in law may not be happening. To just order that children be released to people who are claiming to be their parents, it doesn't work that way. I have received reports as the Minister of National Security when I'm signing deportation orders of certain individuals turning up in police stations, because very often when you hold the victims of human trafficking, they have no identification on them. Eh? They don't have a passport, they don't have their cards, their registration cards, or their Venezuelan identification card. All of a sudden, John Doe turns up. Hey, look, I have Joshua's card, I have Urvashi's card, and that type of thing.